And now, the world's most exciting podcast, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. Here he is, Michael Savage.
Welcome to the Michael Savage bonus podcast for the first week of January 2024. This is interesting to me. I hope it'll be interesting to you. First, I want to thank you for listening to my podcasts and my YouTube pieces. I had 25, 26 years in radio, and when I switched over to podcasting, it was a question mark as to whether the people would find me, would they come over? Well, they came over in very, very big numbers, according to my ad agency. The ad agency represents 3,000 shows, podcasts, and I'm in the top 10. And I want to thank you, the loyal Savage audience, for staying with me.
Savage. Michael Savage, a host like no other.
Middle East on the brink, North Korea on the brink, Iran increasing its aggression, elections in Taiwan. Look, there's a lot of global instability as we ourselves plunge into primary season. How have you sheltered your savings and investments from potential major setbacks to the economy? You think it can't happen here? It can happen here, but it's not too late to diversify an old IRA or 401k into gold. And Birch Gold Group can help you with that. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust. As opposed to many other investments, gold thrives in times of uncertainty. It is an important part of diversifying your savings. Now listen, here's how Birch Gold can help make it a part of yours. Birch Gold will help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. And it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. You want to learn more? Just text SAVAGE to 989-898 for a free info kit. S-A-V-A-G-E, text it to 989-898 and you get a free info kit. It costs you nothing. Just text SAVAGE to 989-898. With an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, countless five-star reviews, and thousands of happy customers, I encourage you to arm yourself with the knowledge of diversification through precious metals. Protect yourself. Text SAVAGE to 989-898 and claim your free info kit. Protect your savings with gold. Do it now. Text SAVAGE to 989-898. Thank you very much. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust. Text SAVAGE to 989-898. Lately, wherever I go in the small community in which I live, people stop me, who are most unexpected people, and say, I love listening to your show, et cetera. So I did some research and I looked it up. Can you hear me now? Or is the dog blocking my voice? This is a radio dog. It's called Nipper the dog. It was an old RCA Victor dog I bought at auction years ago. In a way, it's better than Teddy because you could see it's a stuffed doll and I don't have to clean up after him. No, I miss Teddy. I don't really sleep with it or carry it around, but I found it and I kind of like it. It's funny, okay? So there's a lot of things I want to do with you today. First, let me put Nipper the dog down next to liberalism as a mental disorder. No, he's looking forlorn that way there. We'll put Nipper this way, huh, boy? Where shall I begin? I'll tell you where I'm going to begin. First, I'm going to talk about where people reside who listen to the Michael Savage podcast. There's actually maps of the cities and then around the world where they listen. I'm going to read that to you because, you know, I love data. And you don't really know who your audience is when you're alone in a studio and you're just doing your show. You don't really know who listens to you. So let's move this a little bit like that. But first, I'm going to go backwards to something. There's an actress, she's a fairly good actress, and she's running around now saying that she invented the idea of separate bedrooms. I said, you know, that sounds awfully familiar to me. And lo and behold, it was I, the creative genius that I am, who came up with this on my radio show. And by the way, you want to call me a liar? Here it is. Let's see who the plagiarist is. Please don't become another Harvard president, folks. I don't mind you using my ideas, but start giving me credit for it. Give credit where credit is due. Separate bedrooms. I can't say I was the first to do it, but I never heard it before me. But it's in here. And I said, it's only poor couples who sleep in the same bed for their whole lives. Generally, it's very funny. I said, not everybody, don't get me wrong, but generally it's a mark of poverty to have to share a bed with someone your entire life. Oh, it's very funny. And I said, the fact of the matter is, if you study the history of this, let's start with royalty. They never shared the same bedroom, never mind the same bed. We're not talking about in the beginning phases when they were in their 90 days of marital heat. That's an understood fact. The 90-day period is over after 90, 91 days, according to every study that's ever been done. There have been no studies done. It's a joke. 90 days of sexual insanity. And then by 91 days, it's over. It goes on to a certain extent, but after 90 days, you have to live with this person. So first it starts out as a single bed, then twin beds in the same room, very close to each other, with a little nightstand in between. Then it's not so much twin beds. You get the bigger beds in the same room. Then if you have a little money, that's how it works. That's the fact of the matter. There's no shame in it. You can still get together when you want, but you have two different lives, two different minds. Why do you have to share every second in the bedroom? Some like a hot bedroom, some like a cold bedroom, some like a window open, some like a window closed. So you get separate mattresses and separate beds. And the way people are today, so individualistic, it's all in this little page on here. And I wrote about it here, separate bedrooms. Thanks for popularizing a concept that first appeared in Psychological Nudity. Let's see when this was published in 2008. How do you like that? Look at that. There's actually copyright date on it, Ms. Gay of Harvard. There's a thing called copyright and plagiarism out there. But it was in my book in 2008. And it was prior to that on a radio show. So now that I cleared the air on separate beds, let me get back to the issue at hand here, which is who listens to Savage. The answer is a lot of people who you would never expect. How do you really know who's listening to you when you have 4.1 million unique listeners to your show and hundreds of thousands listen to every podcast around the world? So we dug into it. The number one city in America is New York City. So I'm still very New York, New York. 10% of my audience is in New York. Then San Francisco's 50% of that, 5%. Thanks for listening, San Francisco, from the old radio days. Unknown is 150,000. That's unknown. That's interesting. Los Angeles is next. Sacramento, California. Stockton, Modesto. Chicago's next. Dallas, Fort Worth. Boston, Massachusetts at 2% of my listenership. Detroit, amazing. I love that city. I was on in Detroit. I was a big hit. They took me off because they couldn't handle it. Philadelphia, and I was never on a radio station in Philly. That was a locked, closed audience. But it's still 2% of my audience is in Philadelphia. And I you know what it is? A lot of these cities are being destroyed by the district attorneys put in there by George Soros' money. And people are turning to listen to the truth and reality. So now if you go out of the geolocation performance by downloads in the DMAs, it's amazing to go around the world, if I can find it. Are you interested in this or not? I guess. Oh, you got the idiots already? I don't pay attention to them. If I have time later, Karen just deletes them forever from my, it says block user from channel. They never are heard from again. So let them do what they want. They get thrown off and you never hear from them again. We go to country now. This is fascinating. I like to scan and see where am I being listened to. Russia, 0%. I think I'm blocked, banned in Russia. Canada has a significant audience, 2%, because they're living in a fascist state under that the thing that runs it, the thing that took over Canada. My mother was born there. It's terrible to see what was done to this once noble nation. Greenland, I have 0% in Greenland. Brazil, I have 2,000 downloads in Brazil. You can actually go country to country. I wish I could show this to you. And I don't know who's listening to me in Guyana, but there's people who listen. Brazil, Peru, 177 downloads. Bolivia, Argentina. I'm big in Argentina. Look at that. So of all the countries, then you go to Central America, where all of the wonderful leeches are coming from. Mexico, 6,481 downloads on the last one. Mexico, Nicaragua, 500 downloads. Panama, Cuba, I can't be listened to. The Castros have, they're the model for Biden. You go to Europe, you got a UK audience that's significant. Not huge, but I'm taking Ireland, UK, Spain, France, Italy, 3,500 in Italy. I don't know if it's all CIA and operatives. When you see these numbers, it mean no one from Spain. It's just CIA operatives. I don't know who's really listening. Italy. Then you go into Algeria. Who would listen to me in Algeria? It's got to be CIA. Libya. One person listens to me in Libya. I don't know. Maybe the Secret Service down there. Egypt, 135 people listen to me. It's fascinating. Sudan, I got one listener. Congo, no listeners. Angola, we go all the way down to poor South Africa, a once great nation. And it's a significantly small audience. Let's see how many listen in Zelensky's country. Oh, I'm banning Zelensky's free nation that we're supporting the democracy. Romania. 500 downloads. Saudi Arabia, 500. They got nothing better to do than listen to me. Pakistan, I got 40 Secret Service agents. The Aussies, that's pretty big. 15,000 listened to me on the last one in Australia. That's pretty good. They're desperate down there. Their country was stolen from them by the communists. And so forth and so on. Poor Japan with the airline crash. 5,000, I'm going around. Anyone listen to me in New Guinea? Indonesia? Philippines, Indonesia. You get the picture. Let me just go to Fiji where I spend some time. They listen to me in Fiji. There's no sign of it. Little islands over there. Anyway, you get the picture. Russia, zero. I told you that already. Greenland, no. No Aleuts listening to me. No, it's all lumped in. And that's it. So I thought I'd share that with you because I want to thank you for listening to me wherever you are around the world.
Savage. The Savage Nation. It's Savage on Demand.
Middle East on the brink. North Korea on the brink. Iran increasing its aggression. Elections in Taiwan. Look, there's a lot of global instability as we ourselves plunge into primary season. How have you sheltered your savings and investments from potential major setbacks to the economy? You think it can't happen here? It can happen here, but it's not too late to diversify an old IRA or 401k into gold. And Birch Gold Group can help you with that. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust. As opposed to many other investments, gold thrives in times of uncertainty. It is an important part of diversifying your savings. Now listen, here's how Birch Gold can help make it a part of yours. Birch Gold will help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. And it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. You want to learn more? Just text SAVAGE to 989-898 for a free info kit. SAVAGE, text it to 989-898 and you get a free info kit. It costs you nothing. Just text SAVAGE to 989-898. With an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, countless five-star reviews, and thousands of happy customers, I encourage you to arm yourself with the knowledge of diversification through precious metals. Protect yourself. Text SAVAGE to 989-898 and claim your free info kit. Protect your savings with gold. Do it now. Text SAVAGE to 989-898. Thank you very much. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust. Text SAVAGE to 989-898.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
The number one audience is still the United States, with 95% of the total in the United States of America listen to my podcasts. And in the United States, Canada is number two, UK is number three, Austria, Germany, Mexico, Japan, Israel. Oh, poor Israelis. I don't know if they're going to survive. I'm trying not to get too political right now. I don't know. You know, they may destroy all the Hamas leadership, but they're never going to destroy the fanatics in the Islamic religion, because this is not a new phenomenon. It's been going on since the beginning of Islam. The way Islam rose from nothing to take over such a large part of the world. It was the same way. Murder, rape, mayhem. It was not done through love. No. Don't believe what they teach you at Harvard. The way Islam spread so quickly was through murder, rape, and terror. So what's new under the sun? It's an amazing story of the conquest of the world, or of the big part of the world. The most amazing story is the great days of the Arabs. The Byzantine army was smashed at the Battle of the Yarmouk, a tributary of the Jordan River, in 634. I can read it all to you. The conquest of Persia and the Muslim Empire pushed far into western Turkestan and eastward until it met the Chinese. Egypt fell almost without resistance to the new conquerors, who raped, murdered, and burned things to the ground. Is there anything new under the sun? Who, full of a fanatical belief in the sufficiency of the Quran, wiped out the vestiges of the book copying industry of the Alexandria Library. So when you read revisionist history about the great Alexandria Library and a fire started, it didn't start. The Muslims burned it to the ground because they wanted no competition for the Quran. The tide of conquest poured along the north coast of Africa to the Straits of Gibraltar and Spain. Spain was invaded in 710 and the Pyrenees Mountains were reached in 720. In 732, the Arab advance had reached the center of France, but here it was stopped for good at the Battle of Poitiers and thrust back as far as the Pyrenees again. The French had balls in those days, and the Basque people fought them and beat them to death and kicked them out of there. The conquest of Egypt had given the Muslim a fleet, and for a time, it looked as though they would take Constantinople. And I can go on and on. And very speedily, the intolerant self-sufficiency of the early days of faith, which made the Quran seem the only possible book, was dropped. And eventually, the Quran seemed, learning sprang up everywhere in the footsteps of the Arab conquerors. So those are the great days of the Arabs. They did what they did in Israel. We were all shocked to hear about the rapes and the murders. But if you understand history, you'll understand something more about radical Islam. It's been going on for thousands of years. All of the wounded warriors know that, but you don't know it because you went to Harvard. Ask them how they lost their legs and their arms and their eyes and their face trying to suppress these. And take a look at our streets today. Now, if it was me running the country, immediately all those people marching with the masks on and the scarves for Hamas, tell you right now, I'd round them up, I'd interrogate them, and if they're non-citizens, I'd throw them out of the country the next second. And then all their fellow travelers would be on a permanent no-fly list because they're all waiting to be activated. That's all. Maybe you don't like what I'm saying. That's your problem, not mine. So now you've heard it all. I've given you, I've got 15 good minutes today. And so we started with separate bedrooms from my Savage Radio storybook, Psychological Nudity, no longer in print. One-armed Frank, Love by the Sewer Plant, Dead Man's Pants. Tippy the dog dies and is thrown in a garbage truck, sad. Fat Al's Tuna, Louie and his crazy monkey, Half Man, Half Woman, The Nympho in Alley Pond Park, The Leather Man Gets Brain Cancer. These were great stories. These were the early days. Michael Savage is heard on 300 radio stations. All right, look, my radio days were beautiful, and I knew they were great. But, you know, everything comes to an end. And then I made the transition into a very successful podcasting world, which I actually prefer right now. I've had opportunities to go back on radio. I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. You know, I did it 3 hours a day for 26 years. It was enough. I was 62 years old when I began in radio. You don't know that. You know, I'm kind of an energetic guy. And going to go out to dinner tonight, spend some money, for God's sake. I could go out to dinner. I could eat in the finest restaurants in San Francisco. I prefer cooking, idiot. I don't like all of the salt. Do you know what oils they use in restaurants? What cheap rendered fat you're eating? And all of the sodium to mask the contaminated food? Okay, I'd rather cook. I don't want to, you know, poison myself. So that's what we've been doing today. Let me tell you what's coming up. I have some amazing things coming up. I interviewed Sam Gendel. You don't know him. He's a jazz saxophonist, the young guy, who had compiled my, he listened to me on the radio and he compiled stories, the found poetry of Michael Savage. He said, he's a musician. And he said he would listen to my shows and he'd get blown away by my monologues and he would distill them down to the essence of what he thought I was trying to say. And he turned them into the found poetry. And we met again, and I interviewed him then, and we're going to do that. We're going to run that show, I think, this Friday. No, we're running it, yeah, right after this one. And then I interviewed him again yesterday, and great young guy. He's gotten married. You think, and doesn't use drugs. You think jazz musician, very popular in Europe and Japan. You never heard of him because you only listen to guys who rub their crotch. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to bang her. I'm going to hang her. I'm going to bang her. I'm going to hang her. I'm going to rub my crotch. I'm going to bang her. I'm going to hang her. That's music today in America. Gutter garbage, gutter trash. They speak 50 words of English, and they could shout up there, cash. So next Tuesday at 10 a.m., I interview Colonel McGregor for a podcast. Then I interview Ben Weingarten, great, intelligent man. And then on Thursday, I go on the Stephen Gardner YouTube show. I'm trying to load up shows. Today, right after this, oh my God, I got to stop right now because I'm interviewing the great Jeff Rovin in 50 minutes for the podcast that will probably run on Friday. Jeff Rovin wrote all of the Tom Clancy novels. He's a friend of mine. The guy's a genius. Love him. And we just talk about the world that was, the world that is, the world that will be. Maybe you'll enjoy it. I'm sure you will. I'm going to try to include more stuff like that in the podcast this year because I know it's an election year. But if I have to talk about Donald Trump from now until then, I'll quit the business. Yes, I'm going to vote for him. I cannot let him suck all the oxygen out of my brain because I will tell you my legacy is established both in the science of botany and my works are collected in 7 museums around the world and my writings. My legacy will live long after this election. The only question is, will these politicians be remembered at all? I don't know.
Savage. The Savage Nation. It's savage, uncut, unfiltered, and raw.
A savage republic inside the plot to destroy America lays out the threats we face, prepare you for what's next, and offer solutions to save our republic. Please wake up and fight back before it is too late. You can buy it right now on Amazon or on BarnesandNoble.com. A Savage Republic, Inside the Plot to Destroy America by Michael Savage. Thank you for listening. Share it with 5 others.
Lauren, we are sisters.
That's true.
And we host a celebrity-obsessed podcast called Pop Apologists.
We also love Taylor Swift. Chandler, how are you managing to cope while we await Taylor's new album?
Look, I want to be put into a medically induced coma and wake up on April 19th, but I'm not sure my insurance is going to cover it.
Join us on our pop culture podcast, Pop Apologists, where we will be dishing on all things celebrity news and deep diving every word and note of Taylor's new album.
Pop Apologists.
Pop Apologists.
So I'm not going to spend this year working on the election day and night. It's not what I want to do. I would be remiss if I did not tell you this is my best nonfiction book ever, and you should buy it before the election to convert your wife or your daughter before it's too late. A lot of liberals awoke when Hamas raped their way through Israel on October 7th. Will they actually vote for Republican? I don't know. I think their brains are so washed it's impossible. Menard, but maybe one book could change their mind, Inside the Plot to Destroy America. You think there's no plot? There is. Minority Crime Wave, Death of Free Speech, Destroyed Borders, Perverse Attacks on Our School Children, Raging Foreign Wars, The Coming Coup, The Soft Civil War. It's all in here. And I highly recommend it if you want to convert somebody to reality before it's too late. The Degenerate West versus the Christian East. It's a pretty good book. I like it. And I'm telling you because I think it's true. It will likely be my last political book. I may do another book. I may not. I've written 28 books. I may do one more book of fiction. I'm not sure what I'm going to do. It's up to the big man upstairs. what he wants. You know, do we really know if we're going to be here tomorrow? Do you know, can you guarantee yourself you're going to be here tomorrow? Wow. Got to take a breather here. I was looking through another one of my great books, Trickle Down Tyranny. And I found a chapter in it that I have to mention, Tyranny of Obama's Radical Accomplices. It's exactly the same now. The people who make up Barack Obama's inner circle are lifetime leftist agitators. From David Axelrod to Rahm Emanuel to George Soros, they are proponents of mob rule in order to speed up their plans for assuming power. And I go on and on. I mean, this book was so ahead of its time, Tyranny of Obama's Radical Accomplices. And they're finishing the job right now. And many of you keep talking about the Priven strategy. It's all in here, okay? I wrote it first. I didn't invent it. And the book is dedicated to those who gave their lives to secure the freedom to write and read as we please. The military, who are the sheepdogs for America. The police are the sheepdogs for our streets. God bless them. And the cops, without them, do you know what would go on in this country? It's the toughest job in America today because of that George Soros and his son who took over from him, never worked a day in his life, inherited his father's money to see how fast they can destroy America. Well, I don't want to get too agitated right now. So I'll show you something as a show and tell. So I interviewed Sam Gundell, the musician, yesterday, and I held up this collection, the Blue Note, the collector's edition. My friend Dan Horowitz gave this to me, I don't know how many years ago. The great jazz music, Cannonball Adderley, Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers, Kenny Burrell, Donald Byrd, Sonny Clark, John Coltrane, Dexter Gordon, Herbie Hancock, Freddie Hubbard. Maybe some of these names are familiar to you. Hank Mobley, Jackie McLean, Thelonious Monk, Lee Morgan, Bud Powell, Sonny Rollins, Wayne Shorter, Horace Silver, Jimmy Smith. They're almost all African-American jazz musicians. Look what happened to the African-American world, that it's gone from this incredible improvisational genius to the filth and garbage that passes for music today, with these anti-Semitic, psychotic, drug-addicted sex maniacs like Z, whatever his name is. Imagine. Okay, I think I've done what I want to do today. And now I have to knock it off. Thank you for listening. Again, thank you for all the support you have given me all the years in radio, all the years that you, going all the way back, all the years of my books. I mean, I didn't have 6-10 bestsellers by accident. It's because of you. I know that. And the podcast is my current professional life. And I love it. I absolutely love it. And I see that a lot of people are now showing their microphones on podcasts. They copied me. They love this one. I put it in the screen now.
They're learning from the old guy.
Yeah, they put the microphone in. That's good. Look, everyone's got to learn from somebody. So now you see a lot of chicks who are in the podcast business showing microphones. So my hat's off to them. So thank you very much for listening. I've gone around the world of Who Listens to Michael Savage. This is great. And I think we will run the Friday podcast, will likely be the found poetry of Michael Savage with Sam Gundell, and on and on and on until God decides that he wants it silenced. And then someone else will do the job for you somewhere else. It's that simple. I actually don't believe I actually die. I still don't believe it. I only think you die and that my dog dies. But do you actually believe you're going to die? Can you actually believe you're going to die? I am not a Buddhist. I've been obsessed with living since I can even think. And in my culture, we don't welcome death. We're not from Marin County where you welcome death. You tell death to drop dead and go to your neighbor's house. You want to welcome death and be like a Marin County. Oh, yeah, come on in, Don Juan. Teachings of Don Juan. I'm giving you the teachings of Don Savage, which is when death comes, tell him to go F himself and go next door, because you're not ready and you're never going to be ready. Go to your neighbor, the Buddhist next door, could sit there with a Buddha and go to the next world. I'm not ready. I'm not ready, God. Take somebody else. That's my prayer for the new year. Thank you, audience. thank you for listening.
Savage.
Well, thank you very much for listening to today's podcast. I hope you've enjoyed it and you'll learn something from it. We have about 400 other episodes available for you to listen to absolutely free. You can go back into our vast library of podcasts and listen to any one of them at any time. And remember this, if you want to listen to my podcast ad-free, sign up for the Savage Premium Membership and get access to ad-free podcasts as well as some premium content from our Savage Archives. How do you sign up for those ad-free podcasts? Please visit michaelsavage.com for a link. Again, thank you for your listenership. This is Michael Savage.